I'm delighted to welcome today Christina Milosevic, who is a digital marketer and business support coach, mentor. How do you describe yourself, Christina?
Yeah, my name is Christina Milosevic. As you said, I'm based in Belgrade, Serbia, and I'm a business and digital marketing coach. And I started my business because I was working in publishing industry. And because of that, I really fell in love in publishing. And 2010, I started my freelance career and started running my team for the web graphic design, digital marketing and consulting. And 5 years ago, I started working as a business and digital marketing coach because of my long career and experience. And mostly I work internationally, globally, then locally.
Marvelous. So working internationally, what challenges does that bring you in terms of your health and well-being? How do you sleep? How do you manage your time day to day?
Oh, this is a very, very good question, because for me, I manage my time and I work mostly in my night time when people sleep here in Central European time. And sometimes, yes, it causes me some kind of frustration, because when I don't sleep in my time zone and I work with my clients and contributors and partners in Australian market, in Australia or in US, afternoon time and Australian morning time, for me, it's not good sometimes. Just I feel, you know, that I don't sleep enough, because sometimes I sleep 4 or 5 hours and causes me just that I don't feel good, you know, and need to sleep. So I don't want to recommend people, just they need to sleep. Sleeping is so important in our life.
Absolutely. Without sleep, our body never gets a chance to heal itself. So it's really important. So how do you actually manage then during the day? So although you recognize it's a challenge, but do you set kind of certain times when you're sleeping and when you're awake? I mean, how does it work practically?
Yeah, sometimes I set my time and sleep in the afternoon time, my time zone. So, but mostly I sleep in my morning time, let's say 9 a.m., 10 a.m. Depends when I go to sleep in my morning time. And really, I tried to set, as I said, to set up time, but you cannot set up time to sleep. For me, in my daily time, if I have some obligation and my clients here and my students, and the so hard thing for me is when I go to sleep in the early morning and I need to get up early here, if I have just some, so that I'm busy that day and that I cannot cancel some people, some students, some meetings, you know, and this is hard for me. To work in my morning time zone and to go to sleep. So I just planned that I can go to sleep earlier.
It's really difficult. I don't know how you do it, because I can't press a button and just go to sleep. I've never, ever been able to sleep during the day. Once I'm off, I'm up. When I'm tired, I go to bed and that's it. And I've got a pretty standard routine, really, which is fortunate, and it doesn't matter when I work and when I don't work, really. But I hadn't thought about before digital marketing, because it's now international, because, you know, we have the internet. I hadn't really thought about the challenge. So what you've mentioned that you're in publishing and you're now doing your own thing. You also mentioned students. You mentioned students and clients. So who are your students? What do you teach them?
I teach them English language. By the way, I'm an English teacher, you know, and this is how my English come from. But yeah, I teach students more than 20 years. So yeah, this is one, because I love English language and I speak four languages, but mostly I use English as my second language. But because I graduated economics and English language, so I'm, let's say, economist, linguist, how I can say. And I love what I love to do. So this is with students. They need pronunciation. They need conversation. They have a lot, grammar stuff, grammar knowledge, but they need to improve that in terms of speaking. But in my business, which I work, as I said, globally, and especially in English area of speaking, Australia, UK, New Zealand, USA, Canada, I prefer to speak to people in all my day, you know, much more than with people here in Serbia. And and I try that my English is going as podcast creator. So, you know, when you need to speak and people say, especially native speakers, that they understand me and my English. And in terms of clients, I work with clients who need websites, you know, who start and run online business. And in terms in as a marketing manager, just to run my team for the web and graphic design and speak to them if they need landing page, if they need some kind of corporate design for their logo or any other, you know, flyer, business card, and everything in terms to in their corporate identity. But in terms of coaching, I work with female and male small business owners to support them in running their online business, build their online presence, get visibility, income, and clients.
Excellent, excellent. It's interesting the number of professions that are around now that even 10, 15 years ago never existed. You know, we've never dreamed that we'd be living in the tech world that we've currently got. And in the main, I think it's very positive, but it's also overwhelming. There's so much stuff coming at us left, right, and centre. And I find it personally overwhelming. I'm also learning, I live in Portugal, and I'm learning the language, I'm learning Portuguese. And I'm finding that when the Portuguese teacher is teaching us the different grammar, the grammatical stuff, she's teaching me things I never even learned in English. So there's so many different ways of learning. So I take my hat off to you. Well done. Excellent. And that obviously helps feed with your business as well, that you're talking English, you know, the whole time. So did you grow up wanting to be digital? I've no idea how old you are, but
did you grow up with the tech world? Not too much, because I mostly use my computer, not too much mobile phone because of my eyes. Just I wanted to have my clear, you know, just to, that I can use my eyes without glasses, to be honest, to simply to say to you. And I grew up with much more to running out, you know, as a child, you know, just to play with kids, with my classmates. You know, we play as a teacher, you know, when someone was director, principal of the school, you know, it was like that in neighborhood. But by the way, I'm a writer. I'm co-writer of the book Global Women in Business, which is I'm super proud of. And it was a story about my way to success. And I was also writing about my childhood, my students' day, and other. And the book is published and promoted in Australia of 2019 for International Women's Day. And I have never been there, but I'm super excited that I live my dream to be co-author of the book, which is published and promoted in my favorite, in the country of my life, which is Australia. And I also, as a podcast, started from that 4 years ago, running my KSM podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina, which is I'm super proud of. So this is the way when you can get new skills in your life. My clients opened my eyes to see that I'm passionate about. I was so shy to pop up in front of camera, but I run one of my Facebook group with one, my partner from Australia, and she always say, Christina, why don't you pop up? Why don't you pop up? And I have done challenge 21 day, and I always talk about this challenge. Social media management and strategy for online business, it was something like that. And I created 15 videos about topics in digital marketing, plan strategy, and hosted 4 guest speakers. And I saw, because I know that I'm much more passionate about speaking than writing, and I started my podcast. It was Prom Entrepreneur Day, but I rebranded it. And this year in January started in Kristina Snezhina Milošević KSM podcast, Growing Business Online with Kristina.
Very good, very good. So do you stream live or do you record and edit?
I record. Mostly I do recording. I'm not too much passionate about live, you know, especially Facebook Live, because I'm much more comfortable to sit down and do recording.
Yes, which is what we're doing now, recording. We don't edit, and my PA just puts it out as it comes, but we don't edit. It's pure from the heart. Whatever we say, and that's it. So how can people get a hold of you, Kristina?
Can you repeat the question, please?
How do people get hold of you? How do people make contact with you?
Oh, yeah. People can reach out to me, Kristina Milošević, on Facebook. I can also put, if you know, my information below this podcast, you know, if you share that.
My PA will do that.
On LinkedIn, Kristina Snezhina Milošević. On Instagram, Kristis7, something like that. I have my business, but I'm not too much present on Instagram, but there are people who are there, so for them I need to have my page as well. My website is www.team.promosis.com, PROMIN. But anyway, it's easy. And my email address, info.marketingsr@gmail.com.
Marvelous. info.marketingsr@gmail.com.
Yes, people can follow up to me, and people can find me on a Spotify, and you know, where is my KSM podcast, Growing Business Online with Kristina. So there are many platforms where I'm present. So
marvelous. Thank you. Is there anything in particular you'd like to say to the audience before we sign off?
I want to say to the audience that if you, as a public speaker, and I most speak about digital marketing and running online business, if you have any business idea, make decision to start and wanted to start your business journey. As I said, I was a corporate background in publishing industry, newspaper company was there. And I started my freelancing job because of my health issues, to be honest, before. It was hormone disbalance. I was working under the stress. So, and I decided to start my own journey, my own business. Maybe I didn't say to you, but now I wanted to share it. And also, if you have any business idea, just start, make it happen. Try to move forward. People learn from failures. If you fail, it doesn't matter, but you don't know how it's going to be. So just try, engage mentor, engage, coach, whoever may be who can support you to achieve your goals, to achieve your dreams, to be your own boss, just to have your, to be entrepreneur. And yes, this is just never give up, just move forward and start your journey. And if you, and don't just speak over the night, just sleep over the night. Don't do it as I do. I don't recommend that. So take care about your health. If we are also digital nomads, if we are digital entrepreneurs, so we also need to sleep. We need to take care about, so nurture your health. And Ellen can help you also just in that way. So she's in wellness. Yes.
Absolutely, yeah. I can, absolutely. Lovely speaking with you, Kristina. And we'll put your contact details underneath the YouTube thingy when Jess sends it out. And obviously we'll send you links and so on. So thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting me, and I'm super happy to be with you, and I think that my story can help and influence other women to just, I wanted to influence and impact other women to start. Women, just start your business. Either is your male, you, women or men, try and don't give up.
Exactly.
And happy entrepreneurial journey. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Marvelous.
It's really a pleasure.
Okay, you're welcome. Just do it is the message. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you so much.